I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. No nation has a corner on the cupidity, duplicity, stupidity, and willful blindness that fueled the subprime mortgage bubble of the mid-2000s. Only in America, though, could filmmakers illuminate such a dire subject and the financial debacle that ensued with the sort of scathing wit, joyous irreverence, and brilliant boisterousness that make The Big Short an improbable triumph. The film was directed by Adam McKay, working from a script that he and Charles Randolph adapted ever so freely from Michael Lewis's widely admired book. Where the book was calmly incisive and instructive, the screen version swings mainly between elation and mania. Yet that's a reasonable representation of the national zeitgeist when four eccentrics from different backgrounds make massive bets against the housing market and the banking system. They do it because they share the same vision of a shimmering bubble that's bound to burst. The Big Short on screen even manages to be instructive in its own way. Some of the instruction is whimsical. Margot Robbie sips champagne in a bubble bath while she explains subprime mortgages, and some is philosophical. The movie's larger concern is human folly, and the subject is explored with resplendent zest by a cast that includes Christian Bale, Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, and Brad Pitt. All four are smart, fascinating, and funny in their respective ways, so much so that their performances and the script's solid moral structure sweep away any concerns about our rooting for people who get unimaginably rich by betting against the health of the American economy. Until now, the director, Adam McKay, was known mainly for his partnership with Will Ferrell. They've made five big screen comedies of consistent raunchiness and varying quality. My favorite is Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. On the face of it, McKay might have seemed an unlikely choice for making a movie based on a book about business and finance, but his freewheeling style brings the whole surreal spectacle to life. And it's not just Margot Robbie or other quite delicious whimsicalities. What gives The Big Short its surprising resonance is the breadth of its comic vision, which makes room for collateral tragedy. As the meltdown approaches, the film darkens in tone, yet it keeps its comic edge, high dudgeon giving way to heightening disbelief, followed by horrified belief about rampant deception, self-deception, and the system's fragility. It's usually unfair to praise one production by criticizing another, but it's also irresistible to say that The Big Short has all the energy of The Wolf of Wall Street, but with the coherent point of view that the earlier film lacked. Too bad this new one didn't open a decade or so ago when the warning signs were detectable, but then no one would have paid any attention to it. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with a review of Star Wars.